Shalom, we're on Enaya. We were in the middle of Piska Yudalid, the 14th paragraph of the first parak of Masechet Shabbat in Rav Kook's commentary on the Agadita and on the Midrashim of the Gemara. And we saw last time the Gemara, we'll read through it quickly again. Amarav bar Machsia, Amarav Chama bar Guria, Amarav Hanotel Matana lechaviro. When you give a present to a friend, you have to let him know about it. Don't give it anonymously. So that you should know that I'm the God who makes you holy. Tanya nami hachi, we learn another braita, a similar braita. Ladat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, on that same pasuk. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. God said to Moshe, "Matana tova yesh li bebeit gnazai. I have a great gift in my treasure, house of treasures, v'shabbat shma. And the name of the gift is Shabbat. V'ani mevakesh litna li Yisrael lech v'hodim. And I want to give it to the Jewish people. Go and please tell them about it." Again, the same idea that if you give a gift to someone, you should let them know about it. Last week we spoke at length on a lot of different aspects of the idea of Hakarat HaTov, of appreciation, and the importance of showing gratitude, and from a lot of different aspects. And we are standing towards the end of the first paragraph on page 10, in the right-hand column. Six lines from the end. It's in the middle of a sentence, but Rav Kook has very long sentences. There's about a 20-line-long sentence. So, Az yikbitzu. Okay? Everyone got it? Az is talking about in the future. Once we get the message of Hakarat HaTov, of showing gratification to the world.
Gratitude.
אז יקבצו יחד הגויים יחד וממלכות לעבוד את השם בצמאון אדיר ונפש שוקקה. At that time the nations of the world and the governments of the world will gather together to serve the one and only God בצמאון, with a thirst, with a strong desire, ונפש שוקקה, very willingly. We'll explain this in a minute. Al ken kol ma sheyavo liyadenu la'ashrish belev bnei adam v'litaken v'liten makom lekoach hana'ala shel hakarat tova sheyagdil v'yetzei lapoal hi alenu chova gdola. This is why it's such a great obligation to teach the world and to spread the word within the family, within the Jewish people, within the world, this important concept of appreciation, of saying thank you. And whenever you get a chance to do it, to talk about it, don't let it pass by. In order to enable, to leave room for this great principle, she'atid lakachat chelek gadol b'tikun ha'olam haklali. This great principle, which is going to bring, which is going to play an important role in the fixing of the world, in the improving of the world, liyot mitchazek umitrachev. And that's why, as we're going to see, even if you might think that it's better to give a gift anonymously, tell the person that you're giving it to him, that he should know about it. As we mentioned last week, our first thought, especially anybody who knows the eight different levels of tzedakah, of charity of the Rambam, who knows that in the laws of charity, it's a higher level if you give it anonymously, if the receiver doesn't know who gave it, and if the giver doesn't know to whom he's giving. And here it seems to be the exact opposite of that principle. And that's what we're going to learn about today, why it's so important.
And well, yeah, what's the difference between the two things?
There is an important piska which we mentioned last year. I don't believe we learned it inside. From Sefer Orot, in Orot Yisrael, Perek Hey, Piska Tedvav, it's on page Kuf Nun Zayin 157, where Rav Kook explains where anti-Semitism comes from. Obviously, it's very complex, and there are a lot of different factors, but this is one of his original ideas.
Which section of the Orot is this in?
Orot Yisrael, at the end.
Uh-huh.
And also, what is going to solve, eventually, the problem of anti-Semitism, as directly connected with our topic. Ad Torah HaGeula HaAtida. Until the time of Geula, the future Geula, Hishpanu Al Olam Rak Limudei Chovot. The Jewish people, Am Yisrael, has done a lot of Limudei Chovot. And this is a classic Rav Kookian double meaning, where Limud Chova literally means to teach obligations. We've taught obligations to the world. We taught them about monotheism. We taught them the obligation to serve one God, to honor your parents, not to steal. And we've taught a lot of obligations to the world, the Ten Commandments. But there's obviously the double meaning that it's the opposite of limud zchut. Right? Limud zchut in Hebrew is to give the benefit of the doubt. And what Am Yisrael does to the world is not only have we taught the world a lot of obligations, which in and of itself is a problem, right? Because people don't like getting obligations. We like to live. It's pleasant to live anarchy, right? But also we've shown the world that it can be done. In other words, not only what a person should be living, or how a nation should be living, but that it can be done. That a life can be lived in a better, more moral, more idealistic way. And there's, we've shown that it's doable. That's the double meaning. Why? Because when you show that it's doable, you're showing up all the other nations of the world.
Is it doable for them?
Apparently. And that's what Rav Kook is inferring here. Obviously not on the same level, because God doesn't have the same expectations of the goyim as he does of us, and that's why they have so many fewer mitzvot. But it is clear from here that there are certain very clear expectations, then that's our goal as a light to the nations, to bring to the world, to teach them these moral or idealistic obligations.
But fewer mitzvot has two sides to it. One side is there's less to do, and the other side is less tools to do it with.
Right?
That's all. Sorry.
Okay. Ad Torah HaGeula HaAtida Hishpanu Al HaOlam Rak Limudei Chovot. In the meantime, Am Yisrael has done a lot of limud chovot in the double meaning of the word towards the goyim, showing them, teaching them what should be done, and also showing them that it can be done, which unfortunately shows them up. Musar v'tzedek, morality, justice, hayotze midat Elohim emet. And this is what Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach the world, L'man asher yitzaveh et beito acharav, l'lamed derech tzedek u'mishpat. Right? Justice, righteousness. V'chovot ein ha'olam chafetz l'kabel. The world does not like to accept obligations. And here also, it's the double meaning. Nobody likes to accept obligations. Chazal say nichalei la'avid. It's a noach. It's a comfortable for a person to live a life of anarchy, and also that nobody likes to be shown up. That there's this nation who's more moral or more just, or and that's Rav Kook says the reason, one of the reasons of anti-Semitism. Ve'im hu mikabel, and even if in the end the goyim do accept that which we teach. Right, as we've discussed in the past, little by little, Am Yisrael keeps bringing up the world, the nations of the world, in a way, as we discussed 2 weeks ago, that slavery today is seen as immoral, and that women are treated as women, as human beings, etc., etc. Even if in the end we do convince them, nishar b'lev tina al me'orer harashi lidiyat chova. The goyim still have in their heart a grudge against those who make them feel guilty, against those who awaken their conscience, those who teach them all these obligations that they don't want to do. She'inan notenet lanefesh habarbarit litpashet b'chol ma'avaya. The basic animalistic side of man would prefer just to live a barbaric life And just like any little child, and afterwards teenager, when you tell him, you know, you try to teach him, you know, to clean up their room or to act with nice manners or to teach him anything, one of the first reactions is, don't tell me what to do. And nobody likes being told what to do. Not by your spouse, not by your parents, and in our generation, not by rabbis or by anybody. Nobody likes to be, even God. People don't like being told what, even if they know that you're right. Nobody, it's, we, especially in a democratic society, in the me generation, we have a problem with our ego. And, but this was always the case. Aval bivot, although, like I said, like we spoke about once, when slavery was in, obviously the idea of getting orders, of taking orders, was a little more acceptable than it is today. Or in a patriarchal society, obviously, taking orders was more acceptable than it is today. But how much, it never was comfortable, how much more so today, that the goyim do not like this idea that we bring obligations to the world. Aval bivo hator shel or ha'olam li'galot. But when the time for the light of the world will be revealed, in other words, as the world is developing and people see the light, yivada la'olam, it will be known, it will be clear to the world, shedarkei ha'chayim shel ha'oneg ha'amiti, anachnu mashpi'im ba'olam. We, Am Yisrael, and the Torah, and the monotheism, and the morality that we brought to the world, this is what brings the real pleasure to the world. Right? We spoke about that there are a lot of different types of pleasure. There's third-class pleasure, right? Short-term pleasure. There is long-term pleasure. We're talking now about eternal pleasure, godly pleasure, which is mamash, first-class pleasure. Now, as soon as the world matures and gets to a high enough level, gets to a higher level, that they will appreciate the goodness of morality and monotheism, etc., et osher ha'chayim hanoten lo et erko, they will start enjoying life that much more. The world will be that much more moral. There will be that much more peace. Asher mibilado hu shalul kol erech. Right, without these ideals, life has no, is hevel. It has no depth. It has no meaning. Ve'onig ve'osher zeu davar hashaveh lakol. Pleasure, everybody likes. Everybody enjoys pleasure. People may have different types of pleasure, but everyone enjoys pleasure. And when they reveal that the highest form of pleasure is to be a good person, to be godly, al kol panim lachshok po, everybody, even if they're too lazy to work hard to get to that first-class pleasure, at least they would like a world which is moral and is peaceful. And this is an important point for our topic. Not only do people like pleasure, we appreciate those that bring us pleasure. When I was younger, I never could understand why people go crazy over celebrities, right? Movie stars, the best. When I took my kids, Cholamoid Pesach was last year, 2 years ago, to a basketball game in Male Gilboa, in the Galil Elyon. It's a good trick, by the way. I promised my kid that, I think it was for the Afikoman. He said I should take him to a basketball game. So I said, fine. I called up Maccabi Tel Aviv. Tickets at Yad Eliyahu are like 100, 150 shekel, like unbelievable. And if you have three boys and... So I thought, that's Maccabi Tel Aviv. They have to pay all these millionaires' salaries. I'll call up Hapoel Yerushalayim. It's less, but it's still pretty expensive. And then I thought of, we're not that far from the Bikat HaYarden. There's some basketball team there. It's professional basketball. And they also play the better teams. So I thought they'd pay me to come. And it was almost that way. So it was about 10, 15 shot. Shekel. Yeah.
They asked you to give the halftime show.
I wish. The halftime show was the worst part.
Why is it that whenever somebody shines a light in the world, there's always somebody who wants to shoot it out with a BB gun?
Anyway.
Edit.
At the end of the game, the guy who blew the game is usually good, but he blew the game. The kids were for his team. A really tall guy. He comes out of the locker room. And we were the only people in the parking lot. Because, you know, Pesach, by the time you finish, and can you try to get a minyan together, and count Sefirat HaOmer, and then the kids are hungry, and there's nothing to eat but matzah, I'm tired of matzah. And the kids, it was mamash an hour and a half after the game, and we're the only people left in the parking lot, except for, the jocks started coming out of the locker room, and here's this big guy, so my son, you know, he saw the guy's tall, so he says, Abba, go and get his autograph. Now, when I was a kid, you know, I thought, you know, whatever, Bobby Mercer, Mickey Mantle is worth getting his autograph. This guy, he just blew the game and he wasn't too good to start with. But why do people want autographs? Want to be, you go to all these restaurants and you see people have their picture taken with some yutz who just happened to come in one time. And Rav Kook hits the nail on the head. He says, we enjoy pleasure so much that we even enjoy those who give us that pleasure. We associate them with pleasure. Rav Kook says, that in the end is what's going to bring Avat Yisrael, even from the Goyim. This is what's going to eventually solve the problem of anti-Semitism, that just as, I remember I gave this mashal last year, that the child, when he's young, he has nightmares of his dentist. But he likes the candy man in the shul who gives him the candy. Right? When he grows, when he matures, eventually he'll understand that the dentist is his friend and is helping him solve the problems that the candy man gave him. Right? But it takes time. And it takes maturity. The world also, mankind also has to undergo maturity. And eventually they will realize that all of the prohibitions and the conscience and monotheism and the Ten Commandments and all these things, they brought the world to be that much better a place. Eventually they will recognize, they might not like the dentist, even adults don't always like the dentist, but at least A, they'll stop killing us. B, they'll stop putting us down. And as far as we're concerned, that's enough. But the Tanakh tells us eventually they'll love us and they'll even want to help us fulfill our role. V'tamakora mashpia osher va'onig mechabdim u'mechabavim va'alken yachziku asara. There's the pasuk in Zechariah in Parakhet, that in Yemot HaMashiach yachziku asara anashim mikol lishonot ha'goyim b'knaf ish Yehudi.
That's later, that's Gadaf Lamabit, we'll get to it, I hope.
Bezrat Hashem. Okay, anyway, we see where does this tie in with our sugya? This is exactly what Rav Kook is talking about when he says that the idea of Hakarat HaTov, of showing gratitude to the person who gives you a gift, and now we're not talking about physical gifts, right? We're talking about metaphysical gifts. Grade A pleasure, right? The top pleasure, idealistic pleasure, moral pleasure, that this power of the gratitude is eventually going to bring a great tikkun la'olam and is going to get the goyim really into the idea of morality and also to start appreciating the Jewish people and what we represent. Alken, hanotin matana lechaviro. Getting back to the Gemara, when a person gives a gift to his friend, shekefi animus ha'enoshi, bivadal mekabel yimale levavo rigshei hakarat hatova, it's only natural. Whoever gives you a gift, you feel towards them something positive. Lindunu chazal, our rabbis are teaching us, shelo yimna hatov hazeh liyot yotze min hakoach el hapoal. You shouldn't prevent the person, don't hold back the greatness of showing gratitude. If you give the gift anonymously, the person won't be able to say thank you. Rav Kook is saying that's what Chazal are telling us. Don't withhold the even more important gift. If you give a piece of chocolate to your friend, tell him so that you can give him a second, even greater gift. That gift of acquiring the midah of Hakarat HaTov, of gratitude.
If he doesn't kill you, it depends what kind of a gift it is.
We're talking about chocolate. Okay? אם שאנותן איננו חפץ לא בהכרת טובה ולא בתשלומי תודה. Even if the person who's giving it, he doesn't need the gratitude, right? Somebody who's a millionaire and he gives somebody, buys a little kid in the store a candy bar, right? He doesn't need your gratitude, right? He's so used to giving. Nevertheless, do it for his purpose, for his sake, even not for your sake. אבל היסוד המוסרי שעתיד להיות נוטל חלק גדול בתוות המציאות ראוי לתפחו. It's worth developing. וליתן לו מקום להתרחב וכל רגש קטן מצטרף אל התיקון הכללי כשיוכר בכל כוחו. The snowball effect. If he thanks you and he realizes that it's good to give, then he'll give to others, and they'll give to others, and they'll give to others. And the small idea really is going to balloon, is going to bloom, is going to flourish. Now, again, we said before, we all understand the Rambam. When he talks about charity, giving to a poor person, so as not to embarrass him, you tell him that you gave, you don't tell him that you gave to him. And also he shouldn't know who gave it, and you shouldn't know who you're giving to. That's a higher level of charity regarding poor people. Here, we're talking about something different. We're talking not about a poor person who doesn't have bread to eat and he's embarrassed. Nahama de Kisufa, what we spoke about once. The bread of shame is a very, very, it's very, it's not tasty. If you're a beggar and you're living off of others, you don't feel independence, it's not, you don't appreciate it. What we're talking about today is that if a person has to choose, and it's an awesome concept what Rav Kook is saying, if I have to choose between my midot and your midot, I have to give to your midot, help you develop your midot even more than I want to develop my midot. And that's a very high level of giving. It's a very high type of humility that even though I would like to be anonymous, but that doesn't help the other person. We want to teach the other guy the idea of hakarat hatov, the idea of gratitude. You have to overcome your humility and your desire for moral perfection for the sake of perfecting somebody else. And when you're, that's a type of altruism, which is so altruistic that you're even worried about the other person's midot more than your own midot. That's a very unique type of altruism that Rav Kook is, after you hear him say it, you say, well, that's what Chazal are saying.
You mean that we are foregoing the danger of having an ego trip by basking in the gratitude of the other person in order to give the person the opportunity to show gratitude?
Correct. In other words, even if it may bring you to an ego trip, you have to sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You have to sacrifice your own midot for the sake of somebody else's midot.
Okay. Tricky.
So again, there's the snowball effect. U'pirsha Torah bekavanat kedushat haShabbat. And here, like so often in Enaya, just when you think that you finally understood the Piska, I thought last week we understood it, now we just had this great chidush about Am Yisrael, then we have this other great chidush about overcoming your midot to help the other person with his midot. Now we have Rav Kook hits you with another big chidush. It's unbelievable how creative and how the ketzev, the how do you say ketzev? The tempo, the pace of Rav Kook's chidushim, sometimes it's just unbelievable. I've never seen any thinker so bring so many unique ideas, one after the other. And here we're coming to a unique explanation of the Shabbat. Here Rav Kook is dealing already with the next line in the Gemara, that the example that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu is that, go and tell Am Yisrael that I'm giving them this great gift, and it's called Shabbat. What is that? Why Davka Shabbat? What is that connected with the topic? U'pirsha Torah bekavanat kedushat haShabbat, שהיא להשריש כוח ידיעת היחס של הכרת הטובה היותר עליונה, שראוי באמת שתהיה נובעת מצד הטובות הרוחניות. here we're talking about Shabbat, is to get us to appreciate, not just to appreciate that God gave us a world, which is like appreciating that physical piece of chocolate, that third class pleasure. Shabbat is to get us to appreciate Ani Hashem Mikadishchem. I'm not just giving you a day off. I'm not just giving you Shabbat. I'm giving you Kiddushah. She'imahem, that's first class pleasure. She'imahem ru'uyim liyot ha'chayim u'karim l'tova rabah v'nizgava. And again, Shabbat is part of the idea of appreciating gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the world and creating Shabbat and creating all these things. Aval ha'chayim mi'biladei, or just if we just learned in Orot how the world is going to be wowed when they start appreciating what Am Yisrael has brought to the world, you imagine how much the world is going to be wowed when they start thinking about what God has brought to the world, right? And it's a very interesting concept. And obviously, Am Yisrael, like a lot of things, is God in a microcosm. That's our job in the world. We're a reflection of God. God is the sun. Am Yisrael is the moon. And that's why we count according to the moon, that we reflect the light of the sun. You can't look at the sun. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. A person cannot see God. So how do you see the light of the sun? By looking at the moon, by looking at Am Yisrael. And by learning through appreciation of Am Yisrael, what eventually will get us to that awesome idea of appreciating all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. Third class pleasure, second class pleasure, and first, all the types of pleasure. Aval ha'chayim mi'biladei tzad ha'kedusha shebahem. Life and the world that God created is great. But if you would look at life without that first class pleasure, without the holiness of life, Yachshivu rak lemasa, life can be a burden. Im sheyavur lo adam tanugim medumim kedei laavir Hashem ha'maon shebachayim. Even though man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father in Heaven, has created man in a way that we can always look and find different types of pleasure to pass the time, to pass our lives away. And unfortunately, that's the way a heck of a lot of people live, that they just live their life, going from pleasure to pleasure, or seeking pleasure, half the time they get it, most of the time they don't. Okay, but that's the pleasure that they're seeking, and that was also created by God. Third class pleasure was also created by God. Einam ki'im la'tzilo mirat shchitut achayim. But these pleasures that man is running after, if you take out Kedusha from life, these pleasures are just to save us from corruption and from violence and from doing really animalistic or bad things. Aval lo yuchlo lechashev letova muchletet. But nobody in their right mind would consider eating or sleeping or drinking an ideal, an absolute ideal. Right? Everyone agrees that we don't live to eat. We eat to live. Right? Omnam hachayim im kedushatam. On the other hand, always get used to noticing the omnam, where Rav Kook shows this point, and that point, and this side, and that side. Shows all the sides of the coin. Right? Life with kedusha, physical life, he's not talking about Yimot Olam HaNeshamot, the world of the souls. He's talking about this world with Kiddusha. And if you remember, we spent a whole shiur last year before Sukkot explaining the difference between Tahara and Kiddusha. Right? That Tahara is removing yourself from physical pleasure in order to become holy, whereas Kiddusha is to reveal the godliness in the physical world.
Difference between
Olai
and
Shlomim. Yeah. Right, now that we're talking about a higher level of life, not third class pleasure, second class pleasure, ideals, gam nitzchiim, even first class pleasure, which is eternal life, right? That's the pyramid that we always talk about, that there are obviously, you can break it down into hundreds or thousands of different types of pleasure. But there are three categories. There's short-term pleasure. A higher level is long-term pleasure. The highest level is eternal pleasure. Because that's the pleasure that we have also when we get to Olam Haba, in the eternal world. L'ma'asim she'em omdim la'ad. Actions, to do things that stand forever, eternally. Ve'ru'yim li'yot nechshakim mitzad ha'seichel v'ayosher ha'tahor. And the idealistic person clearly sees that these are ideals which are worth yearning for and working for, logically, morally. Again, this is what really what life is about. And to recognize the strength of the goodness of this world, that this world is really good. Anybody who doesn't realize the greatness of the world is just because he's hung up on that third-class pleasure and he's not getting enough of it. But if he would go for second-class or even more eternal pleasure, he would love the world and he would have eternal gratitude to God.
I don't understand. If we are talking about the nations of the world...
We're not talking about them anymore. That was down here.
Oh, but and they're not capable of this, though. Ultimately, of making physics.
First of all, this is on international television. Be careful what you say about the goyim.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a question. It's a question. Mm-hmm. There's a non-Jew in the Beit HaMikdash can bring an olah that is entirely burnt up.
This is mamash not our topic. Okay. Let's give it. Our topic is hakarat tov, not goyim. Okay. Ulakir koach tova zu botzat hakara el apoal. Yeh adam nizkak besimchat lev lederech uz with enthusiasm, with strength, b'maaseh hakdusha v'atzedek. Right. The more you appreciate the world, and the more you appreciate the pleasure of holiness and godly pleasure and first-class pleasure, then the more you're going to appreciate the world even more. And again, it's a snowball effect which will just get the world to be better and better. Alkein Baha Shabbat. This is one of the reasons why we have Shabbat. Shabbat comes one every 7 days. Shizikher lema'aseh bereshit. To remember and appreciate that God created this world. And again, I personally, till I learned this piska, when I remembered, tried to remember every Friday night to mitkaven, to have kavanah, to have intent. When I said in kiddush zecher lemaaseh bereshit, you think about the world, you think about your family, you think about your home, you think about physical. Rav Kook is saying, that's also true, but we're talking about a much higher level of pleasure. Ha'ed she'Hashem pa'al et kol ma'asim. Right, Shabbat is the witness that God is the one who created the world. It's quoting different mamarim, different quotes from Chazal. Muhtar beketer kedusha rabba. Shabbat has the crown of a higher level of kedusha. Lo roche umnam koach hakarat tova elokit yatsa elapoal rakim hakarat tova kedusha shabachaim. To recognize that, to really appreciate the world of God, comes to the extent that you appreciate the spiritual levels. Now, it's important to remember, and Chazal do this all the time, and that's part of what Rav Kook is talking about here, that the tzemed, the duo of Shabbat and Kibud Av Va'em appears several times in the Torah. They're together in the Ten Commandments, also in Yitro, also in Parshat Vetchanan. Ish imo vaviv tirao vetshabtotai tishmoro in Parshat Kedoshim. Why is there this constant connection? Mamash hatzmada. How do you say hatzmada?
Linkage.
Yafe. Linkage between honoring your parents in Shabbat. By this stage of the game, you should already understand. Right, and we mentioned at the beginning of last shiur, where the Sefer HaChinuch says, what is honoring your parents about? It's the minimum of hakarat hatov. It's the minimum of gratitude. But what Rav Kook is saying here is a very interesting way of looking, another way of looking at Kibud Av Va'em. We, when we think of thanking our parents or gratitude to our parents, we think that they gave us our lives, our clothing, our money, our... Rav Kook is saying, thank them, show gratitude for the education that they gave you, for the values that they gave you, because that's first-class pleasure. And that way you're also will respect and appreciate your parents and appreciate life that much more. Because you're not only hung up on the physical, the third class, go up to first class. Also regarding God, regarding Shabbat, which is the holy aspect of the world, and also regarding your parents, that in our relationship with our parents, or with anyone, show the gratitude, not only for the basic chocolate that they give you, but for the really deeper things also as well. And this is connected with the idea of one of the Memchid Darkei Kinyan Torah, one of the 48 things that ways that a person acquires the Torah, is to say something in the name of somebody who said it. Right? To give credit, to thank that person for showing you an enlightened idea that you didn't know beforehand. I always like to ask, who said, Kula mevi davar b'shem omro mevi geula le'olam? Did they ever ask you?
Yeah, this is from one of our first shirim, I think.
Oh, yeah? Oh. Anybody remember?
I think it was
a hint.
Rabbi Hanina in the name of...
The opposite.
Oh, no.
Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina. Yafeh, kol hakavod. At least that ma'amar we should say in the name of who said it. Vadat shehi matanat Hashem, and knowledge and wisdom that is the gift of God. Ladat ki ani Hashem kadishchem. Here, Rav Kook is going back to the pasuk, which is the source of this word in the Gemara. Why is Hashem telling us? Why is He telling Moshe? Tell Am Yisrael, I'm giving you the great gift of Shabbat, so that you should know that I am the God who gives you holiness. It's an unbelievable diuk in the Gemara. Right, the Gemara could have stopped off by saying, tell Am Yisrael that I gave them the Shabbat. Rav Kook notices something. I saw this Gemara I don't know how many times, but it's such a beautiful diuk. Hashem is telling Moshe, tell Am Yisrael, tell Bnei Yisrael, I'm giving you the Shabbat, and I'm giving you the Kedusha, the higher level of appreciation, which will bring you to a higher level of appreciation of the world and the whole snowball effect that we've been talking about. Okay? Not just chocolate, third class pleasure, but Kedusha, holiness, Shabbat, first class pleasure. Yatzarti etchem b'tchuna v'chananti etchem b'emtza'im mevi'ei Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I created the world not just water, and the sun, and the moon, and the animals, and Zorea Zera, let me know, and that's not all that I created. I created a world which gives you emtsaim l'kedusha. Not just kedusha, but kelim that'll bring you a kedusha. Also the animals that I brought you to make tefillin out of them, and the food in order to make brachot, and all the Eretz Yisrael to bring holiness to all the aspects of the physical aspect of life. Right? These are all, in other words, the physical creation, the 6 days of creation, are also part of the Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. Because again, what is Kedusha? Kedusha is not Tahara. Kedusha is through the physical world. Yeah.
Is that not to say that, or is that to say that we can take what you would call a third class pleasure, chocolate for instance, and raise it up a level or two? In other words, if the chocolate is L'shem Shabbat or...
Yeah. That's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. That's Kedusha. That's Kedusha. And then it's already not third class pleasure. Bichlal, you have to remember, if I would have asked you, I'm sure you would know the answer. Rav Kook, when we talk about third class, second class, third class, that's not Rav Kook's words.
Right.
No, Rav Kook sees everything as holistic. As it's in order to clarify, but there really is no third class pleasure. The real pleasure of that is when you reveal the godliness in it, in the Kedusha, which makes it all part of the same issue. Rav Kook talks about that even in Kedusha, there's lahavdil ben kodesh lekodesh, but everything is kodesh. Sha'al yadam taviu et ha'chayim l'teuda kazot shiyu be'emet ha'tova yoter yona. This is the way of thought that is, and not only the way of thought, the way of practice. These are the actions which are going to get life to where it was meant to be, to get the world to be on that much a higher level. Ad sha'al yadam yimashech ha'adam la'biya hakarat tovato b'chol hadrachim ha'yoter rechavim mirov tov v'simcha nisgeva. And the more a person shows gratitude, the more God is going to give him good. And the more God gives him good, the more happy camper he's going to be, and he's going to be better to his wife, and he's going to give her good, and she's going to give good to the kids, and everyone's going to be giving good to each other. And this is the snowball. That is how the world was meant to be. V'lamadnu mizeh, shayediya hamachsheret et ha'adam lakarat tova, hi yesod ha'torah ve'ot ben Hashem uven amo. The way to help man appreciate the appreciation, right? To appreciate this idea of appreciation is Shabbat. To draw yourself out of the workday world, the creative world, where you think I'm making the world, and remember that the world was created for a much higher and holier purpose, so that when you go back in your six-day workday world, you will also do it in an altruistic way, in a creative way, a giving way, that'll give others gratitude, and they'll give you gratitude, and the snowball effect. And that's what Shabbat is about. Shabbat is an ot. Oti beni uben bnei Yisrael. Right? It's a sign of something greater. And there's also a very innovative way of explaining the idea of ot. Ot literally means a sign. Okay? The idea otot in Sefer Bamidbar, it's interesting, a lot of people, if you look in the Art Scroll or any translation, translations are always mistakes, they translate degel as flag. The word degel means a division of the army, but otot, the otot of the degalim, that's the flags. There were flags, but they just got the wrong word. And we don't have time to go into what threw them off, but in modern Hebrew also, we use the word degalim, although the word should be ot. The idea of ot, which was found by the Keshet, is called an ot. Or, vayul otot moadim, when God created the sun and the moon and the solar system, that's also called ot. What is an ot? Symbol. It's a physical symbol, usually up in the skies, that you look up to, that you look towards, like a flag. That's what a flag is called, an ot. That gives you a direction. And that's exactly a beautiful explanation of what Rav Kook is saying. That is Shabbat, is giving us a direction how to live our whole lives and how to understand the whole world. Ve'oti bein Hashem u'bein amo. If you like talking about goyim, hear God. Here Rav Kook tells us again, Shabbat is not for the goyim. The goyim have a lot of important roles, but this is not one of them. Eventually they will and should get and will get to the idea of gratitude and show in thanking, etc., etc. But goy she Shabbat chayav mita.
When we get to Daf Lamed Bet, there's a way around that.
Al ken. Chova aleinu ladrich et hachayim bichlalam lechancham biyesod koach hakarat tova. Therefore, we have an obligation. Now, it seems so obvious why you have to tell somebody when you're giving them a present. Don't do it anonymously. No, gamad ve'anak. I saw in one of the midrashot, they were playing this gamad ve'anak game, and the girls were calling it by its English name that I had never heard before. Secret Santa.
What?
And it's
Secret
a
Santa. Oh. You gotta be kidding.
Anyway, I never heard that before. But
never again.
Alken chova alein ladrich et hachayim bichlalam lechancham biyesod koach hakarat tova. Right? To not give things anonymously. That Santa, Secret Santa game, that's for Christians. That's not for Jews.
God helps those who help themselves.
Oh. Cuts.
Why? There's Ruchama, keep that one on. That was good. Gotta give credit where credit is due. That's what we're learning about, right? Okay. Okay.
Shame on Ruchama.
By the way, this is also connected, and again, we have to finish up, so I don't want to get off the topic again, and it's just an example, and there's Stadim Lakan and Stadim Lakan, about giving credit to donors who donate buildings and donate Sifrei Torah and have their name on it. And I don't remember if I mentioned last week, when I was younger, I thought, you know, that's really, you know, you should give anonymously. It's crass, right? But here Rav Kook is saying, we should give people an opportunity to thank us, right? And maybe I'll mention another aspect. I remember years ago when I was Rosh Moshava in Camp Moshava in Indian Orchard in the 80s, in Tafshin Min Dalit, I think it was. the madrichim were complaining about how they work so hard, and the chanichim, the campers, don't appreciate it, and they don't say thank you, and they take it for granted. And I remember having a whole discussion on this idea that davka, it's so important to educate children to this midav hakarat hatov. If you're a madrich or you're a parent and you're investing a lot of time and effort in a project or anything, don't brag about it, but do it in a way that they will know to appreciate it. A, so that they'll take it seriously. B, and even more important, that they should know that when they get to your age, that's what they'll do to their children or to their chanichim. And part of the problem with the me generation is that if the madrichim give to me, my parents give to me, the focus is on me. So the next generation, the focus will still be on me. And I won't give to them, and I'll still care more about myself. And that's exactly the opposite of the norm, of normal hakarat hatov. But especially in the me generation, where people are so much into themselves, they mamash will not recognize it unless you go out of your way to point it out. And this is very important to children. When you give your children a gift, anything, even the smallest thing, you buy them a special dessert for Shabbat, don't brag about it, but maybe ask your wife to point, ask her. You know, it's a secret. Kids don't have to know that you were the one who thought of it. But tell your wife to bring up to the table, wow, Abba worked so hard and it cost so much money and he went out to Machane Yehuda and he bought it. So that the kids will know what they should be doing when they become parents. Because today's generation, we don't look at how much effort went into it. And that's exactly the problem that Chazal want to alleviate. Go out of your way to point out, even though it sounds egoistic or haughty or there is that danger, the midot of Am Yisrael and the culture of Israel, that there should be a culture of hakarat hatov and giving back and forth, is more important than your ga'ava or anava. Right? And this is a very, very important point. Al ken chova aleinu ladrich. And again, if you can do it in a humble-sounding way, it's all the better, because you also want to teach your kids humility. But if you have to choose between the two, don't keep things a secret.
The Far East has absolutely no culture of giving, unlike the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim world.
The Far East has no...
no culture of giving.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's...
Okay. Al ken, chova aleinu ladrich et hachayim bichlalam lechancham biyesod koach hakarat hatova. Im shiyu bedvarim chelkiim v'tovot kalot erech. Even if we're talking about chocolate or small things, how much more so big things, right? Yatsa akoach el hapoal, yitzei hakoach el hapoal, and that way the goodness of the world will be realized. We all have it in us, this gratitude and this giving, but in order to realize it, to bring it into fruition, we got to point it out to each other. Ulechashetishtalem hayediyah haenoshit v'idgadlu kochot hatov v'ayosher yavi koach hakarat tova et pu'lato hatova. Ad shekol lev yomar nidan nirdefa ladat et Hashem keshachar nachon motzao. And if it's not enough, this beautiful piska, Rav Kook tops it off with a cherry, kidarko bakodesh, with a new pshat, a totally different pshat. You look in Radak or Rashi, everyone, they explain this pasuk totally differently. But once you understand where Rav Kook is going, you see a beautiful new explanation of this pasuk. It's one of my goals in life, is if I ever have time, to sit and write Rav Kook's commentary on the Tanakh. The problem is, it takes so long to get into these ideas that...
It's not pshat, though, usually.
Very, very often it is pshat. Not always, that's true, but very, very often it's mamash pshat. Neidan nirdefa ledat et Hashem. We will know, and we will run to know Hashem. Here in this context, we're talking about knowing God, knowing the ideals, knowing that first-class pleasure, that kedusha aspect of God and the world that He created. Of God, excuse me, I jumped the gun. Kishachar nachon motzao. Just like we know and recognize the dawn of the beginning of the world, of creation. Just like we recognize and thank God for creating the physical world and its motza'ah, its, how do you say motza'ah?
Its origin.
Its origin, its source. So too, eventually, we will know and run after God, who is the origin of the origin. And that, what is the real origin? The Kedusha. The higher level of, again, thank your parents not only for the clothing that they gave you, but for the education that they gave you, for the morals, for the ideals, that higher level of giving.
For the very fact that they brought you into the world.
That's even more basic.
Right.
Okay.
Right.